the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry, presents Warren William in The Major and the Mules. Before we tell you about this evening's play, here is a bit of news of how chemistry is helping to stretch our wartime food supply. 3 billion loaves of bread will be protected against losses resulting from mold this year by adding a special DuPont mold inhibitor, mycoban propionate salts, to dough before baking. Due to the wartime necessity of conserving food, more of this mold retardant will be used than ever before. This evening, with Warren William as our star, Cavalcade brings you The Major and the Mules, a true story told tonight for the first time of the turning point in the battle for the Owen Stanley Mountains in New Guinea. Carl F. Polifka was the Major's name, and he came from the USA. The Mules, well, the Army still doesn't know for sure where the Mules came from, but they were a decisive factor in one of our important victories in the South Pacific. DuPont presents The Major and the Mules, an original comedy by Robert Tallman, starring Warren William as Major Carl Polifka on the Cavalcade of America. Port Moresby, the hot, steaming little seacoast town on the southern shores of New Guinea that is the Allied base of operations against the Japs. At Army headquarters, a meeting is in session of combined Australian and American general staff.
Well, so much for the basic strategy of tomorrow morning's attack, gentlemen. At this very moment, our bomber command is attacking the Jap supply lines and ammunition dumps. And by tonight, our little friends over there won't have enough ammunition left to stop a Boy Scout troop.
Got most of their depots spotted, eh?
Every last one of them. We've double-checked the positions on low-altitude photographs.
General, there's no chance of their bringing up more stuff, I suppose.
Not over those mountain trails, Colonel. Not unless they have a continuous transport system of some kind. And they haven't. Not since the native bearers deserted them.
Yes, I've flown over their supply lines myself. There's not a sign of land.
Good. Now, at dawn, the artillery will open up on their forward positions. At 0+45, our first wave will go over. What's that?
Oh, say,
that's artillery.
Answer that orderly, will you?
Yes, sir.
Now, as I was saying, gentlemen.
Staff headquarters. They're asking for you, General.
Oh? Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, of course.
Hello? Yeah? They're what? Well, thank you. Well, gentlemen, the Jap artillery has opened up on us. Seems like they're beating us to the punch.
Yes. Got us pretty well spotted, too.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to step down into the shelter.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
This way, please, gentlemen. Right down these stairs.
Thank you.
Here's the door.
Oh, listen to that, will you?
Yes, pretty heavy.
No lack of ammunition there. You can afford to throw stuff around like that.
I'm afraid you're right. How will this affect our plans for the attack tomorrow, General?
Affect them? It'll cancel them. If they've still got that much ammunition, we'd better hold off for a while. Agreed, gentlemen?
Yes, I should think
so. I dare say you're right, but where can they come from?
Well, they're not supermen. There must be some explanation. If we don't find it pretty soon, it's going to be just too bad. We're holding them on the southern slopes, but that's about all. We've got our backs to the sea, and if they take Port Moresby, you can kiss all of northern Australia goodbye within a month. In other words, gentlemen, unless we lick this mystery of the Jag supply system, really.
Well, frankly, I'm stumped. Trucks are out of the question over those jungle trails. They haven't had a plane in the sky for weeks.
Yes. Now, we know the horses are no good for this terrain, and there aren't enough Jap troops in the whole South Pacific to carry the stuff on their backs.
Well, gentlemen, we've got to find the answer and find it quick.
General, sure aerial reconnaissance hasn't missed something?
Well, I was sure this morning that they must have. Colonel.
Yes, sir.
Have reconnaissance go over the terrain again. Have them go over every inch of it until they find, Gentlemen, something just occurred to me about this.
Yes, what is it, General?
Well, I'm almost ashamed to mention it, but if I didn't know there just ain't no such animal out here, I'd say they must have a flock of good old Missouri mules.
Mules?
Nice. Well, where would they get them, General?
No, gentlemen, no. Of course not. It's just a crazy North Count hunch. We've got to find hard, solid facts.
What are you saying, Doc?
I check.
Harry?
By me.
Sorry, boys. $1.
Oh, Pop Polipka's got him again.
Well, why don't we just give him the money?
Can I have it if I get the cards?
Well, frankly, Major Polipka, I don't mind you getting most of the cards. I just mind you getting all of them.
Well, why don't you call me? Maybe I'm kidding.
Yeah. I tried that.
Hey, Sergeant! Hey, Tex.
Yes, sir.
Close that door, will you?
Yes, sir.
How do you expect a bunch of poor pilots to get any relaxation with all that noise going on?
I'm sorry, sir.
Only kidding, Tex. I wouldn't rag a guy from the old home state. Well, what are you guys saying?
It's all yours.
Take it.
Not me.
Thanks, fellas.
Your deal, Frank.
All right.
What do you say we make this the last head?
What?
And you $40 a head?
Why, Pop, how mercenary.
Wait a minute. It's not that. I'm tired. No kidding.
You're tired?
Of what? Raking in the dough?
Okay. I'll give you back the dough. I just want to sleep, that's all.
Yeah, for 2 bits, I'd take him up on it. I could retire on what he's taken away from me in the last 6 weeks.
What's the matter, Pop? Not sleeping?
Not the last 3-4 nights.
Nerves?
I suppose. I keep hearing things.
What sort of thing?
Well,
he probably hears the call of far-off Cuba Libres.
No, seriously, Pop.
That's a funny thing. I heard it the last 4 nights.
What?
Mules.
Oh, no. No, I will take my dough back.
I would take a guy from Texas for that one.
No, I'm not kidding. I do. I hear them all night long.
Go ahead, Doc. Tell him what Freud says it means when you dream about mules.
Go ahead.
I don't dream about them. I hear them.
Oh, sure. You hear mules and I hear Carol Landis. That'll give you a rough idea of the difference between a guy from Texas and a guy from Brooklyn.
All right, wise guys. If you don't want to take a fellow officer's word.
Get him.
Maybe I better give you a couple of sleeping pills, Pop.
No, thanks. But it's funny. I am no mule. I was brought up with mules.
I believe that.
Now, listen. Yes, Sergeant?
I couldn't help but overhearing the conversation, sir.
So,
I hear him too, sir.
There!
Hey, just because you guys are from the same...
Wait a minute. You say you hear mules too, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
What did I tell you? There are mules. The sergeant's a smart cookie, even if he is a radio operator, ain't they?
Cut it out, Pop.
Yeah, how much of a cut has he given you, Sergeant?
Oh, true, sir. I've heard him for the last 3 or 4 nights.
Sure you have. You can't fool an old Texas farm boy about mules. When I hear mules, I hear mules. And when I hear one, I can tell whether he's from Texas or Missouri, and how much he weighs, and how old he is.
Sure, my grandmother had the same trouble.
You want to bet there's no mule?
Yeah, but, Pop, how could there be? We don't have any. The Japs couldn't have any because there are no mules in the Far East.
Let them bet.
Even if the Japs did have any, you couldn't hear them this far away.
Listen, those guys are pushed so near our lines, but this time I can hear them breathe at night. And anyway, a mule's voice can carry for miles.
Yeah, so can a Polifka's.
But don't you have wits to see? This may be the answer to how the Japs are getting their supplies through the mountains.
Look, the Japs don't have mules. They never have had and they never will have.
We may have sold them a little scrap line, but we didn't sell them any mules.
Oh, that doesn't sound plausible, Pop, even from a scientific point of view. I don't think mules could even live in this climate.
Why not? I do, don't I?
He's got the head, Dr. Comparison is terrific.
All right. If you birds are so cocky, how about backing yourselves up with a little hard money?
I'll take you on. Yeah, but you have all my dough.
I'm practically clean.
Back on relief.
No, stop. You're wringing my heart. How much do you... penny pinchers figure you drop?
You're asking me $80.
You, Doc?
94 and some change.
Call it 95. Fred?
60. My poor old mother with payments to meet on a washing machine.
Yeah. 83, 95, and 60. Okay. If I lose, I'll pay over $238 and you can split it up. And if I win, it looks as though you... work for me and Uncle Sam for the dual rate.
Oh, boy, Mama's washing machine is safe.
Is it a deal?
Oh, and how?
Wait a minute. How are we going to prove anything?
Well, look, I'm flying reconnaissance in the morning, and brother, if they're mules, I'll find them.
You wouldn't cheat on an old buddy, would you, Fred?
Don't you worry, chum. If they're right, which you ain't, it sure'd be worth it to find mules.
I was a sucker, Ben.
Up? Why don't you give up?
You vultures at least are going to wait till Freddy gets back, aren't you?
Yeah. Three more beers, please.
Yes, sir.
Now, I suppose I must be wrong, but it's funny. I heard him just as plain.
Did you hear him last night, Pop?
No. No, I didn't.
There, I told you it was a case for Freud. Once you talked and got it off your conscience, no more mules, see?
Hey, it's Freddy.
Oh, here comes the payoff.
Freddy!
Right. Hey, Freddy, come on.
Hands clean, is it? Mind if I join you?
Don't be so cozy. What about the mule?
Well, Pop, I covered the whole territory. What do you think I saw?
Mule?
No, nothing.
Fred, come here.
Pop for the garage again. This time to the cleaners.
Are you sure?
Oh, I couldn't have missed them if they'd been there, Pop. No kidding.
Nothing would look like corrals or sheds.
No, not a thing.
Come on, pay off.
Yeah, looks like he's right, Pop. What do you fellas say?
Well, I say certainly.
Okay, okay. Here it is.
Well. Thank you very much.
You didn't want to cop it?
Oh, no, that's all right, kid. We'll take your word on anything but mules.
Maybe you better give me a couple of those sleeping pills tonight, Doc.
Yeah, well, drop around to see me tonight before you turn.
Say, wait a minute.
Huh? No. The what?
The what? No.
Hey, Bob, choke that music box, will you? No, listen. Quiet.
Huh?
Listen.
Huh?
Hear that?
Oh, I'll be.
What did I tell you? That's a mule.
What do you mean, a mule?
I tell you, it is.
It did sound like
that. Oh, it could have been a hyena or something.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
Sure.
Could have been a parrot.
Sure.
Sure, it could have been an old man snoring.
As you were, gentlemen, as you were. Well, gentlemen, what's the discussion?
Well, we were just talking about noises, sir, like snoring.
It's more than that, sir. I think it's important, and I think the general ought to know about it.
Know about what?
The noises, sir. I mean, the mules. I mean...
Mules. What the devil are you talking about?
But we heard them, sir. We all heard them.
Heard what? Mules?
Yes, sir.
Major Politka, I hope this isn't a joke.
It's not, sir. I've heard them, and the sergeant's heard them. And just now, we all heard them.
Is, this true, gentlemen?
Well, it could be anything, sir.
It sounded like a mule, sir, but,
But what?
General, I'm positive it's mules. Besides mules, some pack animal is the only way that Jap could possibly be getting his stuff over the Owen Stanleys.
Yeah, but how would they get any mules? Why hasn't reconnaissance seen them? A mule is a big animal. It needs shelter, corral.
Well, I don't know the answers to all that, sir. Camouflage would account for some of it. The Jap's awful cute at that kind of stuff. But I'll bet you this whole roll of bills...
What roll?
Well, I mean, if you'll just let me fly over and take a look for myself...
Well, what makes you think you are particularly suited for a mule-finding mission, maybe?
Well, sir, I just know mules, that's all.
Well, we tried everything else. All right, go to it.
Yes, sir.
But if this is some kind of nonsense, Politka...
Yes, sir. That is... no, sir.
Report your findings to me tomorrow. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night, gentlemen. If this is some kind of nonsense, Politka...
Boy, he meant it, too.
Well, Pop, what are you going to do now?
Hedge hop, look around, take pictures.
Hey, look, chum. Take it easy. You hedge hop through one of those canyons, your hedge hopping days are over.
You're not worried about me, are you, Freddy?
I mean it, Pop. The air current in these narrow canyons are dynamite. Those little Japs aren't exactly asleep, either. Now, I flew at 5,000 feet, and I came back looking like a sieve.
Just keep your shirts on, pals, and I'll bring you back some nice, pretty pictures. And, that reminds me.
Hey, give me back that doll.
Take it easy, you'll get it. If I don't get the pictures. So long, guys. See you at Met.
Well, how do you like that? Here comes the Wonder Boy now.
How do you suppose you made out?
Huh? Well, he got back anyway, which was almost more nice. But
it looks like he got shot up a little, though. I told him.
Maybe we better go over and have a look.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Pop!
Just make out.
Boy, Harry, I didn't know you cared.
But you don't be silly. I just want to be sure you didn't have any holes through that wad of dough that we're going to collect.
That dough's plenty safe, pal. Don't worry.
Yeah, for who?
Any luck, Pop?
Just keep your pants on, gents. I'm making my report to the CG. Picture.
You are listening to Warren William as Major Polifka in The Major and the Mules on The Cavalcade of America, presented by DuPont. Major Polifka from Texas, USA, is convinced that the ammunition with which the Japanese threaten the American position on New Guinea is carried across the mountains by mules. No one believes him, but he has bet his bankroll that he's right and has just returned from a reconnaissance flight with pictures which he hopes will prove it.
Aren't those pictures ready yet?
They weren't out, sir.
Okay. Hey, Tex.
Hmm?
Did those guys try to punk you about any of the stuff I saw up there?
They asked me some questions, sir.
And you didn't tell them anything, did you?
Major, I was as gabby as a lock-jawed barber with nobody to shave.
Good boy.
Here are your pictures, sir.
Oh, thanks. Looking in this one. Well, this one. Here's something.
Huh?
Yeah. It might be. See that text?
Yes, sir. It might be.
It must be. And I sure hope the old man agrees. Well, I'll take these right in and show them to him.
Come in.
Major Polifka reporting, sir.
Come in, Polifka. Come in. Well, did you find your mules?
I think so, sir. Look here, on this picture. See that?
See what? I don't see anything that looks like a mule to me.
But those dark patches, sir. They're shelters of some kind. Camouflage corrals, it could be.
Could be. They could be anything.
But they must be, sir. Now, a few 820s might dig them out into the light.
Major, you know we haven't got bombs to waste on hypothetical targets.
But, General...
Oh, Polifka. Do you have any idea how much time and money and effort it takes to get a bomb out of this hellhole of an island? Absolutely no.
But, General, my ship's just a reconnaissance plane. Well, flying Fusey doesn't even carry guns. All I'd like to do is take her and dive down on one of those things and kind of scare things up a little.
What'll that prove?
I don't know, sir. Just a hunch.
Major Polifka, I don't like to lose planes. I don't like to lose pilots. But I can't watch everything you do. And so if you want to hedge hop some patch of jungle swamp, I suppose I can't stop you.
Thank you, sir.
But if you crack up one of my ships and ever get back here to tell me about it, heaven help you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
We're in, Tex. We're in. You get it?
I think I do, sir.
You know mules, Tex?
Yes, sir.
Very sensitive animal, a mule, right?
Yes, sir.
So those are corrals, and there are mules in them. And I can get down close enough to them and jab the mortars on flying flues.
They'll bust out of there and run like...
Right!
Joe Goat calling three goats. Joe Goat calling three goats. Over. Over.
Three goats to Joe Goat. Three goats to Joe Goat. What's on your mind, Tex?
Getting there, Major.
Thank you, Lou.
How's it look up there?
Maybe rough going, son. There it is. That darn patch I showed you. I'm over the canyon now.
Figured to have any trouble going down?
Well, it's getting out that worries me. Just enough room to get old Flusy and maybe pull out again. You there, Joe Goat?
Yes, sir.
Any of my pals hanging around your shack?
Not yet, but I expect them any minute.
Keep guessing. The whole camera's all set. I'm fixing the coal.
Good luck, sir.
Thanks, Jogo. Stick around. I'll give it to you play by play.
Okay, three goats. Jogo standing by.
Right. Now listen, here's what I'm going to do. The only way to convince those guys down there is to come in with autograph pictures of mules. So I'm going to dive on that patch of jazz the mortars all out about 800 yards. Just at the end of the dive, I'm going to cut the mortar for a couple of seconds so I can hear. Because if they're I don't see when the first pass, I'll sure enough hear him. And all the time, old Big Eye is going to be making pretty pictures. Okay, here I go.
Three goats.
Yeah, I'm with you, sir. I'm with you. I'm just picking some palm leaves out of a teeth and heading for home. Say, did those mules come over at all?
Yes, sir, but I also got something that sounds like a cat.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, sir. Those mules have got kinfolk over there to get in this shoot.
Really did get them. Look at that.
Beauties, aren't they, sir? Makes me feel right homesick.
Uh-oh, here comes the reception committee. Don't say a word.
Any luck? Fine. Any luck, Pop?
Hard, fellas.
More jungle pictures, Pop?
Mm. Maybe he's trying to start a real estate development for after the war, huh?
Yeah, Polifka invites you to live in Swampy Gardens, a mule's paradise.
Now, why don't you guys lay off on me? I'm just trying to do my part in the war.
No kidding, Pop. Did you get anything?
Well, come on, give us a look.
Malonis, I can't. I told the old man I'd show him to him right away. I'm just going in to see him now.
Well, mind if we come along?
Oh, look, fellas, why don't you wait?
And miss this?
You've had your fun, Pop.
Be a sport, pal.
Okay.
Oh, and that reminds me. What about that dough?
No, I guess you don't need to worry about that dough anymore. Come on.
Come in.
Major Polipka reporting, sir, with Guard of Honor.
Oh, I see. Come in, gentlemen, come in.
Thank you, sir.
I had heard a rumor that certain parties had an interest in your exploits, other than of a purely military nature. Well, Major Polifka, at any rate, let me congratulate you on your return.
Thank you, sir.
And let me add that in thinking the matter over, I decided I can't possibly afford to risk personnel and equipment on any more such adventures in the future. That is an order, Major.
Yes, sir. I guess you won't have to anyway, sir.
Well, I'm glad you see it that way. Oh, more pictures, eh?
Yes, sir.
Anything of interest?
Well, I think you might be interested in them, sir, just for the record. Here they are, sir.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Great stuff, Polifka.
What those?
Well, I'll be...
Mules!
Why, there must be 100
mules.
Stamping all over the landscape.
It is a pretty big corral, there.
How did you ever catch them in the open like this? There hasn't been the slightest sign in all our weeks of reconnaissance.
Flying Fousey must have given him a bad dose of jitters, and he just went to town. I figured the Jeff used them at night and kept them in these camouflage corrals during the day.
Mules, all right. Heaven only knows where they got them. Gentlemen, do you realize that this is the answer to all our troubles?
Yes. It looks that way to me, sir.
Once we've scattered these mules, we'll have the Japs right where we want them. That was a nice bit of a convoy, Major.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Well, God of Honor.
Pop, all I can say is I got to hand it to you. Congratulations.
We don't want a bombing expedition against those corrals immediately. You'll follow up for pictures, Major.
Right, sir.
You know the terrain pretty well by now. Are there any special arrangements you might like to suggest?
Why, yes, sir. There's one thing.
All right, let's hear it.
I'd like to nominate the pilot for this mule-skinning expedition, if that's okay, sir.
Oh, that's possible. Who are your men?
Well, Doc here's flight surgeon, so he's out. But Fred and Harry, they're definitely in.
Just try to keep us out.
All right.
Hey, but wait a minute. You're a bit too anxious.
Yeah, what's the gag?
Gag? Why, gentlemen, would I stoop to such a thing? I just figure if you don't go, you'll be cheated. Because you're sure paid in advance for this ride.
Thank you.
thanks to Warren William, who will return to the microphone a little later with a message which will be of interest to everyone who has a friend or relative overseas. And to Pop, now Lieutenant Colonel Polifka, happy landings and good pictures wherever you may be. Before we tell you about next week's play, we'd like to tell you about the finely detailed maps and charts which made it possible for the fighting men of the Army Air Corps to wipe out the corral of Jap mules. In a windowless building near Washington, 1,700 technicians under the direction of the United States Army Engineers are making for the armed forces an average of 6 million maps a month. Days before the United Nations invaded Sicily, maps revealing Sicilian roads and towns, hills and brooks were prepared, ready and waiting. 10 million maps went to North Africa, yet not a word of a coming military action has ever leaked out. To this mysterious map factory comes vital information from many sources. Refugees dig into their trunks and memories for valuable details of Axis gun emplacements and factory locations. Engineers who worked in Europe and Asia in peacetime contribute their knowledge of bridges, highways, and dams. Daring pilots swooping low over enemy country add miles of sharp, clear photographs which are pieced together one by one in telltale mosaics. Targets for tomorrow night. All of the information coming in is recorded on maps. There are waterproof maps made of light cloth that can be tucked into a flyer's pocket, handkerchief-like. Maps that can be read as glowing lines under ultraviolet light. Maps of every kind. 7 days a week, they pour from a battery of high-speed offset lithographic presses that can print 4,000 impressions an hour. Lithography is one of the oldest known methods of reproducing word and pictures. In photolithography, an image is photographed on a sheet of film. This image on the film is transferred to a sensitized metal or plastic plate. Then the plate is set up in a press, but a press different from the accepted idea of a printing press. In photolithography, the plate that carries the picture or map or whatever is being printed does not touch the paper. Instead, the ink from the plate is transferred or offset, as lithographers say, to a rubber roller or blanket. It is the rubber roller that finally prints the image on the paper. Offset lithography is used in printing maps by the million because it is more economical. Offset lithography is still more important in wartime because changes can be made directly on the plate at any moment. For example, if an advancing American unit finds a new enemy fortification in an unexpected position, the information can be flashed at once to a mobile lithographic plant in the field, where the new enemy location can be sketched in directly on the map plate and new maps supplied within a few hours. We are happy to say that many of the sharp, clear maps destined for use by America's armed forces are produced with the aid of DuPont Photolith Lithographic Film, one of the DuPont Better Things for Better Living through chemistry. And here is the star of this evening's cavalcade, Warren Williams.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is a message for everyone who writes to a soldier or a sailor overseas. Letters from home are the number one morale builder. The men are eager for mail. The Army and Navy want them to have mail, and we, here at home, are just as anxious that they should. The mail is as private as any mail under wartime censorship. It's fast, and it's sure to be delivered. Remember, all the mail is air mail, but regular air mail is not the mail. Write often, send it by the mail.
The weapon that saves lives. That is the play which Cavalcade will present next week with Edmund Lowe as its star. One of the great success stories in the history of man's search through the centuries for a new healing agent. Our play tells the dramatic story of the sulfur drugs, which are saving countless American lives on the field of battle. Cavalcade invites you to join us again next Monday evening when we bring you Edmund Lowe in The Weapon That Saves Lives on the Cavalcade of America. The orchestra and musical score tonight were under the direction of Donald Vury. This is Clayton Collier sending best wishes from Cavalcade sponsor, the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware.
has come to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.